The Flint Hills North Pole refinery is operating closer to normal capacity. The refinery has restored operation of a crude oil processing unit it took offline in March. The move was in reaction to a decline in demand for jet fuel due to the seasonal drop in air traffic made worse by the recession and the eruption of Mount Redoubt, which forced diversion of flights from Alaska. Flint Hills spokesman Jeff Cook says things have turned around to some degree.
Our jet fuel now compared to when we closed down the crude unit 3 on March 7th is about close to double what it was. We're still not up to the levels that we've had in the past, but a lot of the diversion of traffic from the volcanoes back through Anchorage. And then you've got your seasonal uptick with airlines like Condor coming in and out, and then the domestic carriers adding more flights for the summer tourist season to accommodate all the tourists coming in and out. So it's not back where we'd like it, but it's a whole lot better than it was a couple months ago.
Cook says the refinery's third processing unit was brought back online in May. Meanwhile, Flint Hills continues to consider the refinery's overall future. The operation has struggled economically, in part due to a premium it pays the state under a long-term contract for North Slope Royalty Oil. But Cook says relatively low oil prices have eased the situation.
With the price of crude down and our cost of our fuel is down, so it certainly improves the economics. So like any business, we, as long as we're economical, we're going to be there, and things are looking much better than they were a number of months ago.
In December, the Palin administration announced an agreement under which Flint Hills and the state would work together to ensure the facility remains in operation. One option is state ownership.